producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the radio show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and the Skype here in a moment. Welcome to the show. I'm Ian.
And I'm Cantwell.
Christopher Cantwell is here from ChristopherCantwell.com. We'll talk more about that in a moment. There's what I consider to be breaking news out of New Hampshire right now, which happens to be where we are. We're here in the Keene area, which is a ways away from the seacoast of New Hampshire, where civil disobedience has spread to the seacoast. Of course, Keene, for those of you who've been longtime listeners of the show, you know that Keene is well known in sort of an infamous way, for some people at least, for civil disobedience. We had the 420 celebrations happening here back in 2009 that went on for a number of years. Of course, those, you know, still continue at the State House on a yearly basis to this day. And there was that, and then several other instances. Our friend Derek J. Freeman, of course, arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame for various acts of civil disobedience and non-cooperation.
Victimless crime spree.
Yes. So, I mean, those are some of the things that are more noteworthy that have certainly resulted in activists being arrested for things that don't involve any kind of victim. Nobody claiming that they were harmed in the process. Although in the case of the Uber drivers on the seacoast, the taxi cab companies are certainly claiming that they are being victimized. And I want to talk about that coming up here. But first, let's go right into your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jack wants to start us out here tonight, listening in Wisconsin to LRN.FM. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Ian, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, that's what we
do. I'm calling about the student, Ahmed Mohammed, that reportedly created a clock and was arrested because some people thought it was a bomb just a few days ago.
Yeah, specifically it was his English teacher who thought it could be a bomb. So she, I think, snitched him out to the administration, who ultimately called the police, and he was arrested.
Yeah. So I'm starting to think that Ahmed didn't make the clock at all. It looks like he simply took the clock out of its plastic casing and placed it in a briefcase. So from what I've read and watched, it's pretty obvious that the circuitry is off, the transformer is AC, which is unrealistic for something like that. The circuit board is manufactured, the ribbon cables look very similar to manufactured products. So to me, I'm starting to think that this was designed to look like a device that would be intentionally suspicious, something like the Balloon Boy hoax back of, like, 2009.
I know what you're talking about there, Jack, and I've actually got I brought with me a story where somebody was making the same exact case. If you look at this thing, and I had mentioned this on Radical Agenda last night, just that the thing looked odd, right? If you put you're like, I'm going to build a clock, and I'm going to go put it in this little briefcase, and then my understanding of it as well was there was, like, wire sticking out of the thing, right? Like, if you're trying to make a clock and you're going to put it in a box, like,
did you see it?
I saw the picture of it.
Yeah. And if you look at
Closed in the case.
The picture that I see is after the box is opened up, however.
Yeah, and but I didn't see wires sticking out of it or anything like that. It looked like it was all self-contained to me.
Well, the picture that I'm looking at is of the thing opened up.
Yeah,
I recall being told that there were wires sticking out of the thing. If that's correct, and I might be incorrect about it,
yeah.
But if that's correct, then that is obviously a suspicious thing that serves no legitimate purpose, right? Like, if you're trying to build a clock inside of a container, there's no reason for there to be wires out of it. Now, I might be wrong about that. But if you're looking at this thing, the thing that Jack is bringing up, this is not something that the guy built, all right? Ahmed did not put this thing together with a soldering iron. He took a clock apart and then put it into this box and just sort of, I guess, cut out a piece of the box so that the LCD would be sticking through, or whatever the display of the clock was. And that's not a kid who's, hey, I'm a real brilliant guy who tinkers and invents things. I didn't invent a clock. I took a clock apart and I put it inside of this thing.
I mean, isn't this a conspiracy theory at this point? I mean, there's no evidence for this. The picture I saw, that display looks awfully large. I mean, that just, you can actually see in the picture there's a plug, so you can get an idea for the scale of the display. And I don't know, that looks like a little bit larger than you'd see in your typical bathroom or bedroom clock.
It certainly does look larger, and maybe he bought a larger clock, maybe. But this is a store-bought device that's been taken apart and put inside of another container, right?
Allegedly. So, that's what you're alleging.
That's what I and others are alleging.
All right, Jack, that's what you're saying here, huh?
You know, I agree with you, Ian, that it is kind of a conspiracy theory, but I'm skeptical, and it's starting to have some resemblance with the Balloon Boy hoax. Also, Ahmed's father, Mohammed Al-Hassan, has run for president twice in Sudan, and he also defended the Quran in a mock trial against the pastor in Florida that
yeah.
is a Quran. So they come from like a really politically active Islamic family, which makes it more.
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, it has to do with there could be a political motive behind sending the kid to school and getting him accused of terrorism, right? So if you're a politically active person in a religious context, and you can go and you can say my son was the victim of discrimination at the school, well, that's a political ploy, or is it not?
Well, that
it
seems
can
like,
be used
again,
as
that,
one anyway. It's a motive.
We definitely are in conspiracy territory here, right? Like, I mean, who could have known for sure that they would have gone ahead and done what they did?
Are you
right?
under the impression that presidential candidates don't conspire to do media stunts? Yes,
I'm not saying that.
We are talking about a conspiracy. We're talking about a thing where people have conspired to create a media narrative that is untrue. Yes.
But they couldn't have done it without these overzealous cops and administrators, right?
Like, no,
there's no way they could have known for sure that this would have happened to Ahmed. This was, you know, if it was what you're suggesting, this conspiracy theory, they were just throwing one out in the water or whatever, you know, throwing something up against the wall to see if it stuck. They couldn't have known for sure that it was going to work.
Well, they couldn't have known for sure that it was going to work, but my understanding of it as well is it wasn't like the first person who saw this thing called it in either.
No, his science teacher told him to keep it in his bag.
Yeah, the science teacher's like, don't show that to people, right? And then what does he do? Oh, and then the thing, what, it beeped or something like that.
Allegedly beeped while he was in his English class.
Yeah, and then the English teacher saw it, and then they're like, hey, look at this, you know. And look, did the school handle it poorly? Sure, no question about it. But it turned into this whole thing of, you could have talked about any number of things in the course of this. I mean, the public education system, I have not exactly been a fan of this institution, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it turned into this whole entire thing of discrimination and race pimping and all of this garbage. And I'm like, look, you know, depending on what the device looked like, all right, like I said, my understanding of it was there's wires sticking out of it. Maybe that's not the case. But it did look, it looks like the kid took the thing apart, put it into a different container, and tried to give a certain display to this thing in order to put people on edge. And that goes along with the narrative that his father's a political
Even
candidate.
If that's true, who cares? And besides that, you know, to say that there's no discrimination going on here is pretty ridiculous, right? I mean, there was some other story, seven other clock experiments not done by a Muslim boy that were not an issue whatsoever. I mean, so clearly.
And then there was another story where there was a black girl in Florida who had the exact same thing happen to her, and she wasn't
with a
Muslim.
Bomb, a clock bomb thing?
Yeah, it was
and
that.
And then there's white kids that get suspended for Pop-Tarts and
exactly.
You know, that look like a gun. So
A kid chews up a Pop-Tart, he gets accused of, you know, weapons. I read a thing on Radical Agenda last night, so I can actually pull the story up if you like. That it's there were like 19 ridiculous things that kids have been arrested for in schools.
Yeah.
And if you look
most
of these kids were white in the stories that I was reading.
Right.
So obviously the public education system is a brutally repressive system that is designed
just like any prison system.
Yeah, to dumb down kids and create a generation of people who are stupid enough to accept every government edict and act of lunacy pushed on them by the state for generations to come. We understand that. I'm not standing up for the school system. What I'm sick of, what I am absolutely infuriated about in this country in general is this race pimping nonsense that goes on every time something happens to somebody who's non-white, because it's a problem that's going on in the school system, that you've got this paranoid, ridiculous system that is just like, oh, let me just show you my authority, you're going to bend to my will. Well, that's not racial.
You're right. It happens to kids of all shapes, sizes, and colors, and, you know, male and female both. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Jack, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, the headline in this story seems to write itself. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA savings, and retirement income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you're invited here, of course, to join us, talk about whatever you want to discuss. Right now, there's theorizing going on about the Ahmed bomb clock thing, and I gotta say, Chris, I took another look at the photo here of the, it was the police department's evidence that was posted to Wired.com of the device, and you know what? The theory that maybe it was an actual alarm clock that he just dissembled and then put into another case seems to hold some water. They do have that 9-volt there, like the little 9-volt connector that you see in every one of those manufactured alarm clocks. And then as you, our caller Jack pointed out, there was a transformer in there to transform AC into DC power.
Right. I mean, if he just had the 9-volt battery thing in there, then that, this would almost make sense, right? Because he's at school. The thing is, and if it went off, it's there. He says it beeps. It beeps during the English class, okay? He wanted to show it off to the science teacher. And then while he's in English class, the thing starts beeping. Well, why do alarm clocks beep? It's because you set a timer. Right.
That's usually true. Yeah.
So he's like the science teacher tells him, don't show this to other people. Right. Obviously, the science teacher thinks the thing looks suspicious or something. But the science teacher understands what it is and says, just keep that to yourself. Well, he doesn't want to keep it to himself. So he sets the timer to go off while he's in English class. The English teacher finds it and is like, there's a guy named Ahmed with the timer device that looks kind of, you know, strangely put together. I've been told if you see something, say something since 9/11/2001. I see something, I'm saying something. And during the course of the thing, you know, everybody does what government agents do, right? And so I'm not surprised that, look, like I said, it's obvious that once they knew it was a clock, they should have just stopped, right? There's no reason to go sort of put the kid through further trauma. But this idea that he was just, you know, so unfairly racially profiled, it doesn't hold water to me. I think that this
was personally, that's not the direction we came from on Free Talk Live. I mean, this is yet another story of zero tolerance, and zero intolerance generally means zero thinking. These government bureaucrats are these mindless automatons, or at least when they're in their jobs, that's the way they act. Like, must enforce policy, this is illegal. They don't really think, they don't apply any kind of individual circumstances to any case. It's just maximum punishment immediately. In this case, they're not even using internal punishments. They're bringing the police in. And again, this isn't an uncommon story, and I think that is worth pointing out here. But what you're frustrated by is that the media picks up on this as a story, but not all of the other stories about other kids who aren't Muslim folks that have been targeted by various different police.
Well, I would say that I don't expect the media to pick up on every story where a kid gets arrested or suspended.
Because there are a lot of them.
But what I would say is that what the media is doing is they're pushing this ridiculous egalitarian narrative, okay? And it's a problem because the other thing too, it is, if the kid did it on purpose, all right, which is what it's starting to look like, if that kid went in there with the intention of making his English teacher think he had a bomb, well, then he's going in there and intentionally creating alarm, okay? And that is something that, yes, if you're intentionally creating alarm, if you're intentionally trying to bait people into coming after you thinking you're a terrorist, well, then that's a terroristic threat. You're trying to create alarm. You're trying to create panic. I'm not surprised that law enforcement gets involved.
Well, I don't know if I agree that that was his intention, but I can understand where you're coming from.
Can you speculate as to why he would make a device that looked like a bomb, be told, that looks like a bomb, keep it in your bag, and then set the alarm to go off in his English class?
Well, we don't know what exactly he was told. The science teacher told him to not show it off to other people. I don't know if he specifically said that it looks like a bomb. And one thing that wasn't
made
clear...
Would you like to speculate as to why a science teacher would tell you not to show something to other people?
One thing that was unclear to me was, what was his motivation for doing this? Was it an assignment for the science class?
No, it wasn't. It is absolutely not. He says in his own video on YouTube, he's like, oh, this is what I do. I invent things. So I invented a clock. Those are his words on his YouTube video, okay? So he's saying, I invented a clock because I invent things. Well,
but
you didn't invent a clock. Hmm. You dismantled a clock, put it inside a suspicious container, were told, don't show it to people, and intentionally set an alarm so that it would go off so that another teacher would find it.
Well, I don't know if I agree with you that that's terroristic threatening. Even if he did what you say he did,
Look, man, I was in high school, too, and my friends and I screwed off and screwed around and, you know, tried to mess with the teachers as well, and I'm glad that I didn't have to go to prison for any of that.
And he didn't have to go to prison either. Guy got fingerprinted, but I had a situation.
He got arrested.
I worked in a hospital. I worked for a networking company, right? And so we would do like Wi-Fi surveys for hospitals and this sort of thing, and especially so they started going to like electronic medical records, and so I had to plan wireless network installations. And so I would walk around with a laptop that had this program running it and mark out signals on a floor plan, and I would have to leave equipment places and walk away, yeah. Right? And so there was one time when I did this, I came back and my equipment was gone, and I went to security, and these people gave me a really hard time about like leaving a backpack in a hallway in a hospital, and they were like, in this day and age, what's wrong with you? And I mean, this was not on September 13th,
yeah.
You know, this was a few years ago, and you know, they gave me as hard a time as you could imagine. They didn't arrest me, but I was an adult in a hospital in a setting, you know, it was
Let's go to Straight Razor. He's on the line in Texas, listening via TuneIn. Hey, Straight Razor.
Hey, good afternoon. So one of the problems with all of this, I mean, any of these stories, including this most recent one, is not only is the government bad at keeping people safe, first of all, they're also bad at how they do it. So if I were on, and I am now, you know, private sector, and I work for a rather wealthy man. Now, if I found a device that looks suspicious like this, as the English teacher, if she really thought it was a threat, why was the school not immediately evacuated? If you're really worried about keeping people safe and you think that there is a bomb directly in front of you,
yeah.
Why would you not?
She allegedly confiscated it. So obviously she wasn't too concerned.
That's what I'm saying. If you really believe there's a threat. And the same thing for the Pop-Tart guns. If you're really that wacko that you think a Pop-Tart gun is dangerous, then why didn't you evacuate everyone around the Pop-Tart?
Well, I would say, I think in both cases, what they're there is that somebody has, you know, the schools have policies against fake weapons as well, right? Like, you can't bring a toy gun to school and that sort of thing. So it seems to me as though they're realizing that, at least in the case of Ahmed here, they're saying that they're concerned that he's making an attempt to create alarm, and they want to punish him for trying to create alarm.
Well, exactly. But if someone simply confiscates something, was alarm really created? Now, if they had immediately evacuated, I would say, yeah, he caused alarm. But if you're, so it's one of two things. Either one, this person was incredibly stupid and didn't realize that maybe the right thing to do would be evacuate in the case of a bomb. Or the other thing is it's all just smoke.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out the English teacher was incredibly stupid.
Yeah. Thanks, Straight Razor. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you can comment on the alleged bomb clock or whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, the crackdown on Uber. One man's going to commit civil disobedience and is.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a four-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 four-week food emergency supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Cantwell.
Also, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and get signed up for the free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we'll start with Aaron, listening on, or rather calling via Skype. Hello, Aaron. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Cantwell. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good. You're calling from Philly. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. I was calling about C. elegans. Mark was talking a little bit last night about his cryogenically frozen head eventually.
What was the word you said you were calling about? C. elegans? What was it?
Sorry, C. elegans.
What is that?
It's a worm. It's a worm studied by a biologist as an organism that as a model organism. So they use it and they try to understand that one perfectly, and then they can kind of translate that to other things that are similar to it.
Is the idea being that this worm, you can freeze it and then thaw it out and it lives? Is that the idea?
Actually, that's not actually the idea.
Oh.
The idea is to understand this worm really well, and Mark was talking about this guy. He read an article about not being able to even reanimate C. elegans. When how are you ever going to do it with humans? But I submitted an article to Free Talk Live tonight, saying, which I had just recently learned, that they have animated C. elegans into a robot body. So they were able to take the brain of the worm and put it into a Lego robot and have it behave as a worm.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
That sounds amazing. What, wait, what part's confusing about that, Chris? I mean, they've had, I've seen something on, I forget where the hell I saw it, but a few years ago, where they hooked up some rat to a computer and the rat was able to play video games with its mind.
Yeah, that's essentially what this is they took the connectome. So every neuron has other neurons that it connects to in a certain pattern. And they replicated the pattern of all the brain cells of a C. elegans creature and put it into a robot body and tied the peripherals into the wheels corresponded to what would have been the side muscles on the worm and the sensor at the front. And
I mean, this is sort of the worm equivalent of the prosthetic arm, the robotic arm that someone can control with their brain, right?
Except it's an entire mind. Theoretically, if you think of animals as having a mind, it's the entire mind of an animal.
Wait, I thought you said they took the brain out of the worm and they put it into a robot body. What did I miss?
Sorry, they simulated the brain. So they made a replica of the brain in the program. There's no actual worm parts in there. It's just the mind of the worm.
See, okay, so now you're talking about that they're claiming to have downloaded the brain of a worm matrix style and uploaded it to a computer. I'm having a little trouble with this. Now, the article that he's talking about, I just pulled it up, but it is in the Smithsonian Magazine. I mean, it would tend to be a seemingly
reputable,
credible source here, and it says, a wheeled Lego robot may not look like a worm, but it thinks like one after programmers gave it the neuron connections in a C. elegans roundworm.
How do you prove that it thinks like a worm? I mean, is it trying to dig? What does it do?
I mean, this is the thing. Littering? Exactly. It's like if you have a Lego robot that does worm-like things, it's like, is this beyond the capacity of programmers? Probably not. I just watched a whole marathon of BattleBots where they're doing much more complicated things than behaving like worms.
Now, why are we supposed to be impressed by this?
So it's not that we can't make things that behave like worms, but it's that the program behind it has been studied and vetted, and there is a publication out there, like a scientific peer-reviewed article, about how they did it, and it wasn't through response mechanisms. It wasn't through if-then computer programming. It was actually through the simulated brain of the worm.
And so they were able to simulate the neurons and all that you claim, and that was made this thing slither. Or what does it do? Like, it just moves around?
Yeah, let me read a little bit of this here. If the brain is a collection of electrical signals, then you could catalog all those signals digitally. You might be able to upload your brain into a computer, thus achieving digital immortality.
In theory.
While the plausibility and ethics of this upload for humans can be debated, some people are forging ahead in the field of whole brain emulation. There are massive efforts to map the connections, all the connections in the brain, and to understand how we think. Simulating brains could lead us to better robots and artificial intelligence, but the first steps need to be simple. So one group of scientists started with the roundworm C. elegans, and I can't pronounce what C stands for, a critter whose genes and simple nervous system we know intimately. The Open Worm Project has mapped the connections between the worm's 302 neurons and simulated them in software. Hmm. The project's ultimate goal is to completely simulate C. elegans as a virtual organism. Recently, they put that software program into a simple Lego robot. The worm's body parts and neural networks now have Lego bots' equivalents. The worm's nose neurons were replaced by a sonar sensor on the robot. The motor neurons running down both sides of the worm now correspond to the motors on the left and right of the robot, explains Lucy Black for iProgrammer.
Fascinating.
But this is It's an interesting theory, is what I'll say. Because you're talking about, okay, so this thing has 302 neurons. They obviously,
it's a very simple organism, right?
Yeah, they took the simplest, you know, quote-unquote thinking critter that they could, and they said, okay, we'll map this, and then we will replace these functions with circuits.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to have been able to do that, but I don't know if you can pass this off for a life form, right? I mean, it doesn't seem to me that that's the case. They did not take the worm's brain and move its personality into some other thing.
Well, that's the ultimate question, is if you could duplicate the brain of Chris Cantwell and put that onto the internet or in a robot or something, would it be Chris Cantwell, or what would it be?
Well, I mean, I am matter and energy like everything else.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's nothing magical about what's going on in my brain. I mean, it's quite fascinating, a lot of people would like to say, I hope. But it's not magical, right? It's matter and energy. So if you could create the matter and energy in the exact same pattern, then certainly you could, you know, clone Chris Cantwell with all of Chris Cantwell's information and thoughts and whatever.
Well, this is the beginning of that then, right? This is the first step into exploring this. Is that right, Aaron?
Yeah, theoretically, they did clone the mind of a worm, and this worm exists in two places.
No.
But the question...
Did they let the worm meet the Lego version of it? And how large are these C. elegans? I mean, are they, like, really, really tiny, or are they, like, the size of your...
Yeah, they're really small. Okay. They're, like, 102 cells, or, sorry, 1,000 cells, something like that.
Oh, wow. Back. Okay. So, yeah, you can't even see it.
No, you need a microscope most of the time.
So this is the largest C. elegans to ever exist, the Lego version. It's like 100 times larger than one of these actual worms.
Right, but if they really did what they said, it's only a matter of complexity and time before they scale up to a mouse or rat or whatever.
Yeah.
And it brings to mind this idea of... It brings a question, ultimately, of whether or not human life and what it constitutes, how it's valued. If I have 50 copies of myself, is every single copy of myself entitled to the same rights and privileges as I am?
There are going to be some very interesting questions in this particular realm of, let's say, robot ethics as things like artificial intelligence and these brain duplications that you're talking about start to really get advanced. I think that there are going to be a number of debates that'll be had over this, and I don't know, you know, what the right answer is there. It's an excellent question.
Right.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, anyway.
Appreciate the call, and thanks for the thoughts here tonight. Our toll-free number is definitely something to think about. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to comment on the idea of robot people or robot beings at some point, we're going to have them. You know, they're coming. So do they deserve rights just like humans?
No.
Why or why not?
Property.
Let's talk about it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
And whether you want to talk about robot worms and robot ethics, should robots have rights? I want to get into that conversation, Cantwell, but I also want to take our calls here because folks have been waiting patiently, so we'll get to the to those as well. But you can also join us on Skype, just like Aaron did, and you'll sound better on Skype. So connect on Skype at username lrn.fm. How would you like to save 20%? That's the average savings on your Amazon purchases, 20%. Now, the last one I got, 40%. Save 40% on a Blu-ray. Previous to that, 29% on the pair of headphones that I'm wearing in the studio tonight.
But what do you mean your average savings? Your average savings, like you can't just average save?
My average savings much higher than 20%. The U.S., in the United States, users of Purse, saveitpurse.com.
But when you use saveitpurse.com, you average save 20%.
Thank you. Yes. If you're in the United States, there's different averages for other parts of the world, I guess.
That's a whole lot of white privilege going
on. As long as you can get, as long as you can have an Amazon delivery to your home, you can use saveitpurse.com. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. So if you don't yet have Bitcoin, then start thinking about getting Bitcoin, because this alone is reason enough to have Bitcoin. To save 20% or more over at Amazon, that's a reason to go out and get some Bitcoin from expresscoin.com. Go to saveatpurse.com, though, to get signed up for Purse. Whether you've got the Bitcoin now or not, you're going to want to do this because it's going to save you big time. If you do online shopping at all, you know Amazon, they got a huge selection, great prices as normal. Now, knock another 20% off the already low Amazon prices, and you've got a heck of a deal. So go to saveatpurse.com to get started. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, Ron is in, excuse me, getting over being sick here. Ron in Richmond, Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, well, first I'm going to plug Purse for you again. I actually got 30%, and I own about $100 worth of wooden books. I don't know if you're familiar with that line, but it was filled in less than an hour.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, you think you're going to have to wait for a while, because usually the higher the percentage you want off at saveitpurse.com, the longer you'll have to wait. And to get 40%, I did have to wait a few days. But you said you saved 30% and only had to wait an hour?
Yep. About an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes.
It's pretty sweet.
On your other thing, there's a great book by Ray Kurzweil called The Age of Spiritual Machines, and it goes in-depth into what Aaron was just talking about basically having neural networks, like everyone being on the web at the same time that they're kind of experiencing real life, and they're like in a virtual world in like one part of their mind, but they're in the real world in another part of their mind, and like being like cyber cafes, talk to one group of friends while you're actually at an office meeting at work, and that we will be able to partition our brains. It's really cool stuff. But I really recommend anyone who's interested in that, Ray Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. And it goes into the legal questions, too, about, like, how should we consider these human, android, I guess, machine hybrids.
Well, what do you think? I mean, not necessarily. I don't want to know what Kurzweil thinks. What do you think, Ron? I mean, should these robots? They're coming, right? These robots that will have personalities and
Technically, they're already here. It's just that, you know, it's like everything. Like, you know, even though everyone says Apple was, you know, when Macintosh was created, that was the age of personal computing. But when you really think about it, personal computing started like basically during World War II. And it just slowly, you know, built up until, you know, it wasn't until the 80s that people realized, hey, we got these things called computers. But before that, you know, only a very select few knew it was there, and it's slowly coming. But I think it's difficult because say you clone your own brain, okay, and you have, let's say you can create either a biological clone or a robotic clone of yourself, and you map up to the instant of your ceasing of your original body, you map every single experience from in utero to transfer, then who's to say that's not you? Now, people who believe in a soul or a spirit, they say, well, no, because that's just a copy of you, but there's no real soul. But if you don't believe that, then and the government doesn't, and like law doesn't really purport to a soul because you can't prove it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from a legal point of view, you would have to say that it would also be have to transfer a property, right? So, like, if I originally had my body and I wanted to transfer into a new body, I would have to sign over all my rights of existence to that new body. I can't be making multiple versions of myself and all of them have equal rights to whatever I had, because that would just create a lot of problems. You know, that would be opening up
the whole idea of, you know, a robot that is essentially you with all of your brain neurons duplicated, all of your ostensible memories or whatever duplicated, you know, really rises to the question of, or gives new meaning to the question of self-ownership, right? Because you had said, Chris, right before we went to break there, well, this is property, so therefore, in your opinion, the robot should not have rights.
Right, and at the end of the day, what you're going to be end up dealing with, let's just pretend there's a situation where we're just going to sleep at night and plugging ourselves in and backing everything up in case something goes wrong tomorrow, okay? So I get a virus tomorrow, and this virus kills me, and I'm like, oh, I'll just go restore the backup. At that point, life is just data, okay? So then it doesn't matter. Our entire concept, this is a ridiculous concept in my book, but if we're going to take this seriously, then we're going to be dealing with a situation where life is basically foundationally valueless, that we can just if you kill somebody, you just have to restore the next backup? Like, okay, fine.
Well, can you think outside the box for a minute? Why does a android have to be metal, glass, plastic, or silicon? Why can't it be, say, stem cells that we've programmed to grow into whatever we want it to be?
I didn't say that it can't be.
Okay, well, the way you're talking like data backups and power, you know, like plugging yourself in, may sound like you're talking about a toaster.
I didn't extract that from what he was saying.
Well, I mean, you're talking about if you can in some way, whether it's electronic or biological, whatever you want to call it, Ron, at the end of the day, if you can just transfer a person's entire experience into some other vessel, whether it's organic or electronic, at the end of the day, the value of the life is basically the value of the equipment involved, because you're just transferring the experience from one place to another.
Okay, but then if, say, at the same time we're able to, say, turn off the aging, because what we're talking about is basically immortality, right? So if we take the mortality question out, then the value of life becomes diminished, is what we're saying. But what if we take away the basically the lack of rejuvenation, which would allow us to live potentially, as long as we wanted to, would then that also devalue life.
Well, the idea would be that because life would not be as scarce, it would be less valuable.
Yeah, it would not be a scarce resource, right? Like, we value our lives because we each have one of them, right? And so if I am looking at a situation where my experience will continue on for eternity, and I'm like, okay, well, this is just a vessel and I could go replace it tomorrow, right? I could just go take, you know, Christopher Cantwell's sort of, like, used up, overweight body that smoked for a whole bunch of years and just go put it into something else. With all sorts of better features for the sake of the radio, then like, what do I care about this vessel? It doesn't matter to me in the slightest. I'll go out and, you know, get shot in the head tomorrow, and I just wake up in a better body than the one I have now. Fine.
Ron, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. But if what you're saying, Cantwell, is that this copy of you, you make this, you know, we're in theoretical realm here. You make the copy of you, but you're still here. The copy of you, you would own?
Well,
and how would that jive with the idea of having a baby, right? Like, you know, there's still kind of a sort of a copy of you there, right? You're, at least a portion of your DNA is combining with another person's DNA. You certainly wouldn't argue that you own a baby.
I think by the time that this comes about, I'm going to stop being an anarchist. I'm going to ban this process.
Why is that?
Because it's terrible. This is a ridiculous idea. And by the way, I don't want people to live forever, right? Like, we have to, that's a pretty good process that people live for some period of time and then they go and then there's new people and, you know, you kind of like watch out a lot of bad stuff that way.
So you're not a transhumanist then?
I'm definitely not. I don't want no singularity nonsense. Get out of here with that.
So that's going to be funny too, because you're going to be on the same side as some of the ultra religious people. You were already grousing because last week with the Kim Davis situation, you found yourself sort of on the same side as some of these ultra religious people, and you are a dyed in the wool atheist.
Yeah.
You may discover that once the transhumanists start to get more traction, you know, we get closer to melding ourselves with machines, with robotics, becoming cyborgs, essentially. You're going to see this happening. Improving the human body, some would say improving the human body with this augmentation. There's likely going to be some very ultra-religious people who are going to be very objecting toward this process, and you're on their team.
That's fine with me.
Politics makes for strange bedfellows,
sure
as they
does.
Say. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free line. Plenty of time for you to join us here. The Uber crackdown continues. One man says he's going to drive anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.